Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the AFC South Fan Battle Podcast. My name is Samantha Burnett. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there listening. We have birthed another season also this week. We've got the schedule releases. We were supposed to have our guest on today, and he had to reschedule, so he's going to be coming on in June, so look out for that date on all of our socials. So we'll go ahead and introduce our as Chris Jackson calls, esteemed guests for this evening. So representing the Texans, we have Matt Briggs.
Happy Mother's Day to all you wonderful mothers.
Representing the Jags, we have Josh Allen.
What's
second
up?
Second best Josh Allen.
No, in honor of Mother's Day, you should introduce me as your mom's favorite Josh Allen.
Because it's true. You know.
Shout out to Sam's mom, who thinks I'm the best Josh Allen.
Well, at least it's not the Bills, Josh Allen. So, I mean, compromise, true. Right? And representing the Colts, we have Harish Nukala.
Six wins, baby. Six wins.
Shoot high. It should also be no primetime games. Yay.
Well deserved.
Welcome to being the Jaguars, sir. Welcome to being the Jaguars.
I like this place this year.
I'll tell you why in a little bit. Yep. Oh, I can't wait. And representing the Titans, we have Maximus.
You're muted.
Right? You're muted.
That's how bad. How much mayo did you have tonight?
A lot. Sorry about that.
Off the rip.
What's up, everybody?
Well, hey, like I said, we have schedule releases. It'll be a pretty quick show tonight since our guest had to reschedule. You know, things do happen, and, you know, moms are the most important. So, you know, he's probably hanging out with his mom today. So we kicked off Thursday night. They, you know, to much of my surprise, I guess I'm new to realizing that the NFL, as big of an NFL fan as I've been, you know, forever, I never knew that the NFL did a schedule release, like an official. I just always, I guess, paid attention to socials, and then they came out and it was great. But 8 p.m. on Thursday, the official NFL Network had the official schedule release. I still didn't watch it. And instead watched all the teams, all their little things. So it was interesting. Did you guys watch each team's schedule release videos?
Nope.
No, just the Texans. They suck.
I'm going to have to give the kudos to the Titans on this one.
The Titans and the Chargers.
Yes, the Titans.
The Chargers was great.
There's so many Easter eggs buried in that. The QR code that the Chargers had on one of the Raiders games, where if you scan the QR code, it takes you to a website. It asks you, are you a Chargers fan or a Raiders fan? If you click Chargers, it takes you to a link to buy tickets. If you click Raiders, it takes you to a Google search how to find a job.
No.
Yes, the Chargers video. I'm not a Chargers fan by any stretch of the imagination. Chargers video was top notch. Like, it was.
I did not know that. That's funny. That's awesome. That is very funny. I did not know that. I mean, the Jaguars one was pretty good. I am getting tired of Asher Goodman because he's kind of hijacked our team as like the spokesperson of the Jaguars. The Jaguars had a scheduled release video that was all about, is it Goodman or Goodman?
I think it's Grodman.
Grodman? I don't know. Whatever. He's an actor. He's in the show Ghost. And he's a Jaguars fan, which, okay, cool. But he's not from Jacksonville. Like, he kind of became a Jaguars fan because he didn't want to be a Lions fan, which I get it, but you picked the wrong,
like, I mean,
other team.
Tomato, tomato, right?
I mean, it's kind of like tomato, tomato. I don't know. Listen, it's not, you can't compare. The Lions have been a team much longer than the Jaguars have. But, yeah, they did an entire scripted video. It was funny. If you're a Jaguars fan, I think, because he was the writer for, and their whole spiel was that the NFL is scripted, right? So,
what all stemmed from that Trevor Lawrence comment at the end of the Chargers game, or either the Chargers game or the Titans?
You couldn't write a script
because you couldn't write a better script,
right? Well, but it also is like from the fans that, you know, there's like this big conspiracy. So
Aaron Foster.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. So the ironic part about all that is that, you know, that's their whole thing. It went on for way too long. I feel like they didn't get as much hype because it was like, I think it was like 8 minutes long.
Yeah, it was 6.5, but it felt a little longer. There was a couple scenes that could have been sort of cut out of it.
It was funny, Evan Ingram grabbing his hamstring, but the funny part that I was going to say real quick is that Arian Foster believes, but he has come out and said that the NFL is scripted and they used to hand him a script in practice and blah, blah, blah. So as soon as the Jaguars posted that, Arian Foster retweeted it with like a told you so kind of thing, which he's being completely serious, but everyone else is like, ha ha ha.
I mean, how do you like, I mean, what are the actual odds that any of this stuff is rigged?
So that was like the irony of the Jaguars schedule release video is that they kept saying like, they call Jerry Jones and they're like, is Dak going to be able to throw it and like bounce it off the helmet? And they're like, and he's on the phone. He's like, no, he can't make that throw. We're going to have to CGI it, you know? So it's like, they're kind of making fun of the people who say that too. But yeah, I did think it was funny. And then I was like, lay off my fantasy running back, man.
My favorite whole thing about the schedule releases was the Colts Twitter page. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Oh, I did not.
So the Titans on there, a whole bunch of girls called the Colts the Cowboys. So
yes,
Colts Twitter put not the Cowboys as their team name.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
The Titans one was pretty funny, but it was kind of an ode to the stupidity, I think, too. Like, no offense, but like. It was funny, but you kind of like played yourself.
But you knew it was scripted though, right? Because this is why it's scripted. Because at the end they said Tennessee Titans instead of Mayo. You know it's scripted.
You know what, Matt? You are right. You are right.
That is 100% correct.
You are correct.
They did not refer to themselves as
their Yeah, brand. No, they were definitely. But the thing is, too, it's like, so they're standing on Broadway in Nashville. You're not going to get like.
Yeah, I know. Like,
those are people visiting Nashville. Yeah, those aren't Nashvillians. You know what I mean? They're visiting. So, and they're all like probably there for a bachelorette party. So like they probably don't watch sports and you're like, I don't know.
That's probably why they did it. So,
as much as it was funny, it was also like kind of like
making fun of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, those people clearly, I mean, they clearly picked people that intentionally their answers were bad. I mean, they got a lot of correct answers.
I'm sure they had a lot of interviews where people gave the right. Where they picked the dummies on purpose.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you got to give credit to the media team for putting that together and everything. I mean, it was pretty good.
They called the Texans the Patriots, right?
Yeah. No, the Texans.
There was a Texans, but there was the Patriots also.
Yeah. That's the Patriots, right? Yeah. And
it was, the Jaguars was Chester Cheeto.
And then the other girl said the team literally does not exist.
Yeah, to be determined.
Yeah.
That's the game that we don't know. Because there's not a date.
Listen,
right?
Can we go back to Arian Foster? Are the games rigged or not?
No.
Come on, man. 11 people on each side.
I guess you don't understand Arian Foster's angle. Like, what's he trying to get out of saying that he was given? I mean, he's lying, right? Like,
because he got hit in the head too many times?
Well, he believes that also that crab people live in the middle of Earth.
And maybe he's thinking a book deal or something. I don't know.
And this is the moron that Texans fans tried to tell me was better than Fred Taylor at one point. Like, you know,
I don't know what Texan fan you were talking to, but
it was somebody in the group.
He was a great running back.
He was.
Good player.
Couldn't stay healthy. When he went vegan, he was just never the same.
Yeah.
Matt, why do you have pictures of yourself as your backdrop?
I don't. I have my mom and my beautiful wife.
Oh, well, see, because your big old head is blocking.
Your
head is blocking your mom and your wife. So it just looks like you have pictures of yourself. It
literally looks like there are three of you on the podcast today.
Well, I mean, triple the fun, right?
Hey, what's up? It's Matt.
Yeah, what do you think younger Matt would be saying? Hi, this is Matt.
Don't do it. Do not be a Texans fan.
Why does younger Matt Briggs look like Jesse Pinkman's stunt double?
I was about to...
I didn't know who Jesse Pinkman is. So.
You don't know who Jesse Pinkman is?
You know the best part about Matt's background is the mat on the left is a Texans fan. The mat on the right is a Chiefs fan. That's the best part.
You're right. Oh, hey,
just like Tanner, right?
At least I know what winning feels like.
Just like Tanner. Just like
with
Tanner,
one
right?
of them.
Right.
And the mat in the middle is a Cardinals fan. We're going to resurrect that inside joke. Bring it back. Roll it back.
Arizona? I didn't know you liked Arizona.
Yeah, that was
big,
the
big Cardinals fan.
When the J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins went there, he was.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the baseball team. I was trying to make a different joke, but I inadvertently made the same joke. Oh, there we go.
No, he only likes cheating baseball teams like the Astros.
If we're not cheating, you're not winning.
And the Kansas City Royals, depending on
you're a big Dale Earnhardt Jr. Series. Yeah.
Well, they were cheating too, but you know.
But they didn't get caught.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Sure.
All right.
Huh. Woo. Man, we made Matt mad. Never mind.
No, I mean,
movie.
Well, bye, Tanner. We'll talk to you later.
You're
right. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, let's break down the oh, dang. Did he even leave? He's like, I'm hanging up. It's Mother's Day, and they're treating me like
You really Tannered us with that one.
Yeah.
Rage quit. All right.
Shout
anyways,
out, Andrew, if he's listening,
shout out to somebody.
He's definitely not. He's definitely listening to my West podcast right now.
My thoughts and prayers to you, Tanner.
Go Chiefs, go Tanner.
Go Chiefs.
All right. Well, listen. Let's go ahead and break down these schedules. These people are tired of this.
Yep.
Nonsense.
Banter. Silly banter.
All right. Who you want first?
I don't know. Give it to me. Surprise me. Mike H says, happy Sunday fun day. So happy Sunday fun day to you, Mike H. VT, the Titans won the schedule release video, but that will be the only thing they will win this season. So let's give them that.
Fair.
All right, this will be quick. Let's talk about the Jags, 17-0. Moving on.
17-0. Wow.
Very possible.
A single losable game on this schedule.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
We're going to win.
Jags, I don't think so either. I'm not surprised. Did the Ravens change their logo?
Hey, when did we let Flame Allen on the podcast?
Yo, for real. That, right. Yeah.
Flame Allen.
So, no, I mean, in seriousness, I do think this is a very winnable schedule, right? Like, there's a handful of tough games and you know, the chumps in our division. And then, you know, we got a couple of chumps, non-division chumps in the Panthers, the Buccaneers.
You know, more importantly, though, Josh, that you need to talk about?
What's that?
The fact that we got some primetime games.
I'm getting there. Thanks for stealing my thunder.
You're welcome.
You know, everyone was in a tizzy about the back-to-back London games. I don't care. You know, they've been going to London forever. you know, Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk. You hush it, Mike H. They are going 17. Jags by 50 is all I can tell you. So that was the big hubbub, I think. The positive buzz was the primetime games. The freak out was some of the Jags fans talking about the back-to-back London games. One of them is technically a
Bills game, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, you know, we've known for a while that Shad Khan is trying to get as much money as he can out of that London deal that the NFL has. You know, it is what it is. They just spent $20-25 million on practice fields and a player development thing with the, you know, the gym and all the different stuff that they need to you know, do their off season stuff. And you know, the facilities here have been upgraded massively. They're about to renovate the stadium to the tune of nearly $1 billion. You know, so anyone who comes around telling you that the Jags are going to London because they're playing back-to-back games, just a dummy. Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk. If I ever see that mental midget, I'm going to chop him right in his throat.
So get him on the podcast is what you're saying.
Yes, you should absolutely get him on the podcast. Mike, listen, Matt, if you get him on the podcast, it will probably be my last appearance on the podcast because I'll probably be a warrant out for my arrest just based on my words towards him.
Well, they'd have to go for us both, Josh Allen, because I would love to fight somebody over that narrative at this point.
It's old. This podcast and stuff we're trying to do get more legit. Mike H says, bro, I swear to God, I will puke if the Jags go 17-0. They're not going to the Super Bowl. Listen, if what it takes for the Jags to go 17-0 is for you to puke a few times, I'm willing to have you make that sacrifice, Mike H. You know, I don't care. about your well-being enough to not want my team to go 17. I'm just going to be.
I mean, I do care about your well-being, but
I care about your well-being. But if you're going to puke once, that means my team can go 17-0. Sorry, buddy. You just suck it up and deal with it.
Puke it out.
Yeah. Puke and rally, pal. That's all I can tell you.
If the Jaguars go 17-0, I will puke anyways.
Yeah. So, A, Jags aren't going to London. I like the fact that they took the stupid Falcons game, home game to London. I'm glad that we play the Steelers away. And I know we already knew that going in. I hate the Steelers fan base. I hate that the Chiefs are our home opener, because there's going to be – if that game doesn't go the way people want it to go, people are just going to freak out.
What are the primetime games?
The primetime games are
– The Bengals. The
Bengals, and I think that's Monday Night Football. We're at the Saints on Thursday night. And then there was one other one. I forget which other one was a primetime game. Cincinnati, that's right. Well, I already said that. Bengals.
Bills are a Sunday night. Sunday. Oh, that's the London game. Sorry. Colts.
Which do we consider London primetime?
Oh, Ravens.
The Ravens. That's right. The Ravens. Yeah.
Is that considered primetime?
What?
There's no other games being played. Just what? Saying.
No. When they talk about primetime games,
I know.
It's not even primetime London time. Like that's.
Yeah, it's usually like a noonish kickoff there.
But all honesty, that's where you want the Chiefs, right? Because like week 1 through 4, anything can happen. Right. You don't got the reps. You know, people are new. That's the best time to surprise the Super Bowl champ.
Right? I was going to say the flip side to it is there's a lot of time to bounce back throughout the rest of the season.
Right.
Exactly. You know, we lost to the Eagles early in the season last year and still ended up in the playoffs, right? It's a winnable schedule. Are they going to go 17-0? No, probably not. I think a 11 or 12 win season is totally possible.
I don't think it's out of the realm. I mean, if you look at Trevor Lawrence's
progression.
Sorry. I mean,
Harish, you had a little too many white Russians on Mother's Day there, friend.
I did. I actually had an extra martini and I was pretty strong.
Man, have you looked at his
4 hours ago?
Projection.
But if you look at his progression, it's actually pretty.
If you look at his progesterone. Yeah. I mean,
honestly, I think the reasonable expectation for this team is anywhere between 10 and 12 wins.
Yeah, right? I think it's reasonable.
That's a reasonable.
Yeah, you know,
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
You know, people are going to say I'm a hater or a pessimistic. Like, anything can happen in the NFL season. but, you know, I don't think it's Mike.
There's a comment from the Texans. Go ahead.
Is this Gary Jones reborn? Is this just another Gary Jones troll account? Because that's what it sounds like. He says, Mr. Jaguars, man, your boys are going down. My Texans will beat you not once but twice. Both will be close games, no blowouts. I ain't going to lie. Listen, there's no way that the Texans are going to sweep the Jags.
May I?
You may.
Friendly wager for charity. This early on into the season, if we're going to take that approach, Mike H, put up or shut up. Where are we going to go? Boys and Girls Club. $20 a game. So, Mike H.
I don't know who the Facebook user is, but this one says I'm down.
Yeah, Facebook user, if you're commenting in the AFC South private group, make sure you comment on the AFC South Fan Battle podcast page. Like, go to the actual page, because then we can see who you are commenting. Because if you comment within the private group, we can only see you as Facebook users. So.
I'd be willing to take the bet. I'll take two bets. I believe we'll sweep the Titans again, and I believe that we will not get swept by the Texans.
Brown Chubby Bear says, anyone that thinks that the Jags are going to the Super Bowl must be a few sandwiches short of a picnic. I believe it was – who was it that said that the Jaguars are going to be the number one seed in the AFC? Was it Collinsworth?
No, yeah, I'm one of the rare people that doesn't care about like the seeding. If the Jags have a season where they get to the playoffs again, this season was a success.
Yeah, right? I think they go to the playoffs. So
If they have a back to back good season, like
anything, and to me,
That's a win for sure.
And to me, the definition of that is getting the playoffs, right? Yeah. Like if you make it to the playoffs 2 years in a row, this team, this franchise is trending in a direction that it hasn't trended in a long time.
It's a sign you're coming out of the gutter.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to finally getting the pieces in place to actually hopefully be good over the long term. The only other game that I hate on this schedule is not because I think the Jags will lose it. I hate that the home game in Tampa for the Bucks, where we go and play the Bucks in Tampa, is on Christmas Eve.
I love it because that's my birthday and I'm going to be there.
Yeah. See, I can't, you know, I got family obligations. I can't go. That was an away game. That's an easy trip for me being in Jacksonville. You know, so I was hoping to make that trip, but oh well, such is life.
You can make the trips 3 hours. You got it. Christmas in Tampa. Let's go.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Is that like an afternoon game?
Oh, it's a 4:05. No, it's 4:05 kickoff, Sam.
Yeah. Really? That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. The problem isn't that it's on Christmas Eve. The problem is that it's late and then Christmas is the next day, right? So, yeah. But whatever. Such is life. But I, 10 to 12 wins is the measure of success. Get in the playoffs. See what you can do at that point. Icing on the cake would be sweeping the Titans and now also sweeping the Texans. Mike H is running his mouth. That's all I got.
I think this is like a prove it year, right? Like you get to play all the first place teams, the AFC North. But the good thing is you get to play the two worst divisions in the league, right? You get to play the AFC South and the NFC South.
This is maybe the easiest first place schedule I've ever seen a team
for sure. And that's what makes it more reasonable to be 10 to 12, right? Because first place schedules usually are daunting.
Yep.
And this is a very easy first place schedule.
Yeah, next, you know, if the Jags win the division this year, and they have a schedule, they won't have the NFC North. I don't know what division it'll be because I haven't looked at it. It's a set rotation, but it'll look a little different next year. It might be a little bit harder. So let's see what they can do.
I believe it's the NFC West.
I was going to say it's the NFC West next year. I'm checking right now, actually. Not that it matters, but.
Yeah, but like I said, they did get a little bit lucky, with the.
Yes, Brandon, we can see now. So obviously that was Brandon making the bet with you guys.
Yeah, I'm down, Brandon. You want to bet? Let's bet. There's no way that I assume the bet you're talking about, Brandon, is that the Texans will sweep the Jags, and I don't believe that that's plausible or even possible.
He said $50. So
$50. Let's go. Lock it in.
What charity?
I don't know. Charity TBD, but we'll figure out the charity. I think the winner picks the charity for the loser. Let's do that.
That's good. That's fair. That's good. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. All right. Well, anything else to add?
Nope. Jags by 50.
And Jags by 50. Jags going to the Super Bowl. There's that delusion. I love it. Here for it. All right. Next up, Matt. Bring it up. Matt, bring it up. Titans. No,
hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah, you're rushing me, Sam. You can't rush perfection, all right?
Well, you have the Titans.
This is the AFC South fan battle. There is no perfection on this show.
Right. You got me there. All right. There you go. Titans up.
It's been up.
I know. Go ahead.
Dang. All right. Maximus, give it to us.
Well,
started out with a heavy sigh, so we know how he feels. Let's go.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not too upset about the schedule. I'm actually pretty happy about the schedule.
Your first four games are losses.
Really?
I think so.
I hope you win week three.
I was going to say, you don't think we're going to beat the Browns? Look, the way I see it, the NFL is a prove it league. Okay. Until you start doing things in a different manner, I'm going to say you're the same old team. So the Browns, until you start winning a lot of games, you're still the Browns. And I say the Titans win that game. Now, I agree. New Orleans Saints, first game of the season, we lose. Chargers, we lose. Bengals, we lose. Colts, sorry, until you prove it different
Well, like I said, the first four, I didn't say anything about the Colts. You're definitely going to the Colts.
No, yeah, we sweep the Colts. So the Ravens.
Oh, I love
the Ravens. Now, the Ravens is a problem, but I see that as a winnable game for us simply because they come off the road against the Steelers, which is a really big game for them. And we're in London. I don't know. I feel like that's a winnable game for us. So I put that as a W. The Falcons, again, I think it's a winnable game for us. I think we're pretty favorable in that situation. We're at home. So I put us as a W. The Steelers, I think, is a winnable game, but we always drop one or two in the season that I think we should win. It's probably one of those. So I put a loss on that one. Buccaneers, I think, are going to be terrible this year. I'm sorry. Do you want me to stop for a second?
You're muted.
You're muted.
My bad. I need to pause you real quick because Brandon Simpson came back and made a comment about this.
Oh,
he said, the bet is we will win the division.
No,
that's not that was the bet. No one discussed that, Brett.
No, but that's an even better bet.
Oh, so wait.
His bet is that the Texans
don't win the division?
Brandon, stop.
$50.
Stop. Stop, shake bro. Cash,
Brandon, that's... man, Christmas must be in May where Brandon lives.
I mean, he does have Santa as his profile picture. So the bet is that the Texans are winning the division. Josh, do you still accept the bet?
I still accept the bet, and Brandon better ask Santa for an extra $50 this year because
that was bad. You should have just gone with sweeping, but
right.
Yeah, I think it's more likely that the Texans sweep the Jags than the division, to be perfectly honest.
100. So, hey.
Agreed.
Okay, well, I just had to clarify that because he came through with that, so I wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page here. So, go ahead, Maximus.
Oh, no, I totally
That was
understand.
A brave bet there.
Yeah, I don't Very think I'd bold. Make that bet.
Very bold.
Oh, let's see. I think I said the Buccaneers. That's a win. I think they're going to be terrible this year. The Jaguars.
Speak your truth. Go ahead. Speak your truth.
Loss. After the loss of that, we're going to move on and beat the Panthers because they're still trying to figure things out. The Colts, again, until you prove me otherwise, we're going to sweep you. Dolphins. We're going to lose there. The Texans, the first time we see you at home, I feel like we're going to win. I think we're going to lose later on. We usually do a 1-1, and until I see different, that's the way it's going to be. So that's the way it's on my schedule, 1-1. Seahawks is in between us, which I thought was weird. That's a loss. In my book, again, that's one of those winnable games that we drop. And the Jaguars at the end of the game, at the end of the season, that's the huge game, man. I think that's like going to be a game to watch. That's why it's to be determined as the schedule goes. You know, the NFL's hoping that it's going to be the determiner of the AFC South. Now, I think the Jags are pretty much going to have the AFC South locked up before that.
Well, Brandon Simpson doesn't think so. Unless you're a Jaguars fan, would you?
I'm not a Jaguars fan. Would you ever
realistic. Bet on the Jaguars?
I don't know that I'd bet on the Jaguars. That's hard because again, I'm a prove it guy. So until like I see Lawrence do it 3 or 4 years, and I see that constant awesomeness that he proved to do last year. Then I'll start betting on the Jaguars. But until then, no, I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Well, I already saw the script and it's written Jaguars.
As far as I've got it right now, I've got us as the Jaguars sweeping the Titans.
We got the email from Mary Foster. Unfortunately. Jaguars.
So I've got the Titans as an 8-9. And I still think we make it into the playoffs because I don't think the Texans quite got it together there yet. And I think a couple of the teams, I think the AFC's just not going to be like it has been the last few years. So I do think we have a chance to make it into the playoffs, but I don't know. It's a rough year to be a Titans fan.
8 wins is not going to get you into the playoffs. I just want to let you know that.
Nope.
Yeah, not in the AFC. I mean,
not in the AFC. The AFC is too quarterback loaded for 8 wins to be good enough.
Agreed.
The Titans have three quarterbacks.
Yeah. A lot of them. Would you like one? We're willing to trade. Come on.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of Eric McNair, too. So, you know.
I believe it was Steve Spurrier that once said, if you have more than one quarterback, you don't have a quarterback.
Brandon Simpson came out with the best comment that he's made in this entire episode so far. Titans just need to embrace the suck.
Bro, and if I was the Titans, I would 100% embrace the suck.
Look, here's the case, okay? Tell me that – what's our biggest fault right now?
Quarterback.
Y'all tell me.
Wide receiver.
Quarterback, wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Yeah, offensive line. Yeah.
Offensive line.
Offensive line and wide receiver was our biggest problem last year.
And linebacker.
Quarterback.
And quarterback,
Quarterback. All right,
look, quarterback's secondary. Not the greatest, but he's serviceable.
Secondary.
Are you talking about?
You have a lot of holes.
Our secondary?
Are you talking about the quarterback when you play the Browns is serviceable? Or?
No, nobody can stay healthy. I mean, it's been, what, 3 years?
And health, yeah.
I'll agree with you on that. I don't understand if that's a strength and conditioning thing or what that is. That is a big question mark.
Speaking of that, so the injury thing, so this coincides with that. The injury thing, there was like a big like question of like, why there were so many injuries with the Titans. And I guess they had rubber tire. So they have changed their practice field to be cork and coconut.
Well, what it is, hang on. I can clarify this because
because they have cork and coconut.
Yeah, I've been going like nuts hairs. On people on, yes, it's very advanced. You have to water this crap on a regular basis to keep it nice and
it's like
fresh
coconut
looking.
Hair.
Yes.
Cork and coconut sounds like the restaurant that those girls in the Titan schedule release video ate at before they got it.
It's the most advanced turf they have. But what it is we used to have a grass field. We had a grass field at Titan Stadium. It was not great. Now, even though it was a grass field, it was a terrible grass field. I mean, it looked like my backyard field. It's terrible. The Titans facility, the practice bubble that we use for like when weather's bad and stuff, that stuff has the exact same turf that we're putting down in the stadium right now. So the players practice on it all the time.
So you believe that was the cause of the injuries?
No, I don't believe it's a cause of the injuries. I think it's a cause and effect type deal. I think the injuries are the cause and the effect is we're changing our field to do anything we possibly can to stop this massive injury problem that we have. Because I don't think anybody really knows what's going on.
What's going to happen when Derrick Henry?
When Derrick Henry goes down for good?
This year?
Well, then that's it.
I'm calling that.
Look.
Oh, wow.
I honestly think that this is Derrick Henry's comeback year. I think he walks away from this season probably with 1,500 to 1,800 yards.
Comeback year.
Brave.
Yeah, long live the king. Hall of Fame.
Hold on. Comeback year. Don't you have to have a bad year to come back from?
Well, like if he was first in
AFC rushing?
Yeah, in the AFC, but he wasn't first in the NFL like he has been the last 2 years.
That's still the top two running back in the league. I mean, how are you going to come back from that?
Yeah, but I think
Henry last season was not a good season.
Right, and like rushing yards is a lot different than like touchdowns and staying healthy. I don't foresee him ending this season healthy.
I think this year will be a comeback year for Titans fans posting shirtless pictures of Derrick Henry. I think they're really gonna go.
Now the workout videos have already started. If y'all haven't seen them on social media,
he literally ran up a hill, and people were like, "Oh my goodness, did you see what Derrick Henry did? He ran up a hill." And I'm like,
"He ran up a hill, and he looks like winded."
Talking about like,
actually, that last point there, that
Derrick Henry is breathing.
That last comment there actually wouldn't be very shocking to me. Like what at this point in his career, he wants to be a Super Bowl running back. He has no reason to stay in Tennessee.
When is the trade deadline? What week is does
Look,
it have
eight,
to be?
Week eight.
Week eight. Yeah. I think that she brought up the best point that Henry right now has this question mark on him. That is he getting too old? Is the treads getting too worn on the tires? You know, have we used him too much?
Should we bring in coconut and cork? You know,
exactly. And can he do it again? That's why I think he's going to stay with us and run this season.
For what?
No,
because
he literally has zero reason to do it.
Here's my bold take. I think y'all go 1-7 in the first 8 games. And I think before the
who's the one?
I think the Browns. I hope it's the Browns. I want the Browns.
I was going to say, you just want to see Deshaun Watson lose.
But Rand Carthon's going to realize what we all know, and that's the Titans are not that good. So he's going to get whatever he can at Derrick Henry at the trade deadline. That's to the Bills, the Chiefs, whoever needs a running back for that playoff run. And Derrick Henry will not be here after.
Yeah, I don't. Derrick Henry doesn't strike me as the type of guy who would demand a trade. Right. He does.
He was
like
looking pretty like he was over it at the end of the season, and there were the rumors were going around. I don't know that anybody wants to give him. Nobody trusts his health enough to sign him to a contract that he.
You just can't these years.
What's wild is he's only 29. It's not like the dude's like 35.
Yeah, but he's got – doesn't he like hitting almost 1,000 carries for his career?
Yeah, got to be close.
He's well over 1,000. He's almost at 2,000 carries.
Yeah.
He's at 1,750 carries. He's only played
– And look what happened.
Really 6 years because that first year he didn't – those first 2 years he really didn't
– Look what happened at Zeke when he got that big contract disappeared.
I want to put
Christian McCaffrey disappeared. I mean, he's finally coming back now, but
yeah. –
Look, you know, I'm going to be honest with you,
Matt. It's a different ball game.
I'm going to be honest with you, Matt. It makes 100% sense. I was actually talking when I called my mom for Mother's Day. 90% of our conversation was literally about Derrick Henry, and she was afraid that he was going to be traded. Yeah. And I kept reassuring her that he's not going to be traded.
Now, Maximus, why lie to your mother on Mother's Day?
Look. If you just got hired for a job, okay, 6 months into the job, you're still trying to impress your job or your boss or whatever, but you're still trying not to screw up like the last guy who was in your job did. And you find out from some of your compadres that the last guy in your got fired for a specific reason. Why was that reason? For getting rid of one of our star players. Now you're talking about he's the brand new guy. Is going to trade away not one of our star players, but our marquee player. The only one that gets us national attention as the king and all this. I mean, there's no way in my mind do we trade Derrick Henry unless we get an insane offer.
Big
deal. Well, so his salary cap charge this season, he's taking up 7.11% of the cap.
So there's a big difference.
And he is a free agent.
This is a big difference
next
Max.
Year.
This is why I say it makes 100% sense to me because he's got a huge salary cap hit. He's 29 years old, so he's not going to have a lot of tread left on his tires. We've used the hell out of him. So I see all these reasons, and a million teams would want him at the end of the season, especially if they're on a good Super Bowl run and they think that he's the missing piece.
Yeah, I don't think anybody – that's the thing is I don't think anybody would take that cap hit themselves for him at this point with his health. Yeah, so if he stays, the reason he's going to stay is because nobody wants to absorb that.
Well, the Titans would have to absorb the cap hit still.
Yeah, they can always pay half of that cap to get rid of him. They can pay some of his salary. But you go back to – you see Kate was saying he doesn't want to pull – I forget the last GM's
– J-Rob.
J-Rob.
John Robinson.
Trading Brown. That's two different things. Brown was a young receiver that is needed in this league now. You don't need a running back, especially with, like Harish said – 2,000 carries. Like, he's the only thing he's doing is going downhill of age. The running back position is, I hate to say it, but it's worthless. Anybody can do it almost.
Yeah, it's the least expensive, it's the least valuable position.
I mean, I'll do it if they want to give me
I agree with you 100%. There's a million reasons that say we should trade Derrick Henry. That's why every time anybody mentioned Derrick Henry's name in the offseason, everybody's like, oh, are they going to trade Derrick Henry? Are they trading Derrick Henry?
Hot take. I think they were really, really close. I honestly do think that Eagles trade was legitimate. And it was.
So, Brandon Simpson from Facebook earlier said to embrace the suck. And then Brandon Pimpson from YouTube just also told you to embrace the suck. Not related.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's a lot of, definitely
got to be a different Brandon.
No, it's the same Brandon. It's the same Brandon.
A lot of Titan hater named Brandon.
I didn't know.
So I will say, just in the last 3 years, yes, Derrick Henry has 2,500 carries. I think like 60% of that is just in the last 3 years.
All right. So let's wrap up Titan segment. What is your final, what would you say, 9-8?
8-9.
8-9.
Possibly 9-8, but I think 8-9 probably.
All right. So who's our next runner-up? Texan schedule. First and foremost, Matt, I just want to congratulate you on the signing of Shaquille Griffin.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
AKA Mr. Burnt Toast.
I don't think.
Congratulations. You not only receive Shaquille Griffin, but you also receive his baby mama, Tokyo Jets.
Yep.
Have fun with that.
I mean, also, that's how I know your team's not going to sweep the Jags, because he's terrible and he plays a single snap. There's no way.
At least he don't have 9,000 baby mamas like DeAndre Hopkins. All right.
I mean, we don't know.
True. Yes. True that. I don't see him making the 53-man roster. I think he's
really.
Yeah. I don't.
What was his contract?
I think like. $4 million.
One year deal, right?
Yeah, 1 year.
They're going to sign him $4 million just to.
Yeah, well, the cap hit is only like I think barely over $1 million. All the rest is incentives.
Over $1 million. No biggie.
I mean, that's where the league's at. Look at Christian Kirk. I mean, he kind of did that to the whole entire league. You know, overpaying people, but.
Well, Christian Kirk actually performed last year.
He did. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying he changed out the whole – I mean, look at the quarterbacks. Every position is constantly going up.
Yeah.
But going to the Texans schedule, I'm going to real quick. I got us on pretty much – I think everybody in the division sweeps the NFC South, because I think they are a lot worse than we are. I think we get swept by the AFC North, because the AFC North – is a tough division, and we sweep the Titans, split with the Jags and Colts, because I just don't believe in the Titans. I say our floor is going to be 6 wins, our highest going to be 8.
So you don't think the Saints will give your team any trouble with Derek Carr, or as I call him, emo Ryan Tannehill?
who's he going to throw it to?
Ryan Tannehill. Is that what you said?
Yeah, look, he's basically the same player as Ryan Tannehill, but it looks like he wears like black mascara and he's always sad.
And listen to Hawthorne Heights.
And he cries.
Yeah. Listen.
Houston is for lovers.
Yeah.
But I mean, who's he gonna throw it to? Their star running back is probably out for the season with that criminal charge, right?
I
forgot about that.
The only way they're winning is their defense, and their defense is somewhat suspect too, because they lost a lot of key players, right?
And then older.
Right. And I don't believe in Dennis Allen, but who knows? I mean, could they win? Probably. That's probably the only NFC South team that can win a game in our division, to be honest. But I think on paper, they're a lot worse than the AFC South. I think they are the worst division in football right now. Especially when it comes to quarterback play, right? So, low is 6 wins, which is an improvement, and high is 8. So, but yeah, I say split with everybody else, sweep the Titans, because Titans suck.
Do you think you're going to sweep us and then split with the Jags?
Hold on, Cody. I'm not the Titans, okay? I have receivers. We drafted them.
We don't need receivers.
Hey, you just go ahead and ball.
According to Mike Vrabel, we don't need receivers.
You have an Ohio State quarterback. You don't have a guy that can throw to your receivers anyway, man.
Right. you forgot unintelligent Ohio State.
He's already a bust.
Right. Yeah. If that happens, this is an improvement in my eyes. I see us slowly getting there. Rome wasn't built in a day, but a lot better than last year. Look, scheming fixes everything. Look at the Giants. They're terrible on paper the last couple of years. They went to the playoffs last year. Same thing with the Jets. They didn't go to the playoffs, but they went, 8-9? Scheming fixes a lot of things, and that West Coast zone blocking is one of the best cover-up schemes. So I think it's going to be a bigger improvement. Way better than Lovey Smith, Davis Mills, and Pep Hamilton. So I'll take it.
Hamilton. I hate that guy.
Yeah, same. So, yeah, that's all I got for me.
You guys literally had a staff last year that's like what Hollywood would have written as like the staff of a terrible football team in a movie.
Oh, bro.
Like, oh, it's so god-awful.
Yeah, because they all – because – everybody wanted Josh McCown, and the owners had to step in and say, I don't think so. So thank God for Hannah and Cal McNair.
Yep.
Well, now we'll save the worst for last. The Colts. Go on, Harish. Fix your headphones.
So week one's an L, week two's an L, week three's an L, week four's an L, week five's an L, week six is an L, week seven is an L, week eight is an L, week nine's a win, 10's an L, 11L, 12L, 13L, bye week L, 14L, 15L, 1-16, baby, let's go.
Who's the one team that you think they beat?
Panthers.
Oh, I was gonna say, I definitely think that your team's better than the Panthers.
Yeah, I think we beat the Panthers.
Especially considering the video that was released of Bryce Young at practice, and it looked like literally the coach's seventh grade son taking reps.
Bro,
like, holy cow!
I thought they were shooting the next episode, next movie of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like, bro, it was that? Is that anyway, loop out there?
You know, I look at hope. Most of these are L's because I want to be as high as possible in next year's draft.
Cody Blankenship says that you also lose the bye week.
Yeah, I said that too. Cody's a little late.
Yeah, I think he.
I might have been late.
And he was laughing at my comment because I'm that funny, Sam.
So, what week in this schedule do you think the rest of the Colts Nation come back down to earth and realize that Anthony Richardson can't hit the broadside of a Titans fan's mama?
I don't know. I don't think it'll be this year. I'm not going to make that. I know he can't do it now, but I'm not going to be ready to give up on him already. I mean, you picked him number four. You knew he was a project. The rest of the Titans, I don't really. I mean, 95% of our fan base is stupid anyway, so it doesn't really matter what they think. I think
so early in the season, not even early in the season. The season hasn't even begun. Bro, and listen how miserable Harish is. I love it.
Oh, I'm excited. Look, here's the thing. I hope we have anywhere less than 4 wins, like 3 to 6 wins. I want to be high enough so I could bring home Marvin Harrison Jr.
Look, and I have to agree with Cody. Like, I think we all beat the Titans in both games. So true.
No,
because Derrick Henry will be gone. Mark it in the books.
I don't even care. Like, honestly, I want to be as bad as possible, so we can get Marvin Harrison Jr. He's gonna be a top 5 pick next year. He's he's like a Jamar Chase. So
I think Derrick Henry gets hurt in that Saints or by that Saints game.
The first Saints game.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a brutal first 4 weeks of that schedule for the Colts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they screwed us over. How are 4 of our first 6 games divisional games?
Yeah.
Like, what in the hell is that kind of shit? We already suck, and now you're just going to – they're like, they're not going to win the division anyway. Screw them.
Also,
even the opponents they gave you that aren't divisional.
And then you get the Rams and the Ravens. Seriously? Like, jeez. They're like – well, hey, if y'all want Marvin Harrison Jr., here you go.
So which one is your London game?
Patriots.
That's not London, though, isn't it? Germany?
Germany. It's Germany. Frankfurt.
Frankfurter, home of the hot dog. Shout out Germany.
You know what? Like, I wish the Jaguars could play Germany. but
you know. I'm trying my best to convince my wife to go to Germany for that game. I would
be more about going to Germany to see a game than England.
I really want to go to that. Because then I can couple that with a Bayern Munich league game and a Champions League game and stay there for a couple of weeks.
Benji G says, don't wish injuries, Sammy. We're not pathetic Cowboy fans. I'm not wishing injuries. I don't ever wish wish that anyone gets hurt. I'm just saying that
it's inevitable.
This the wear and tear on his body, it's yeah. just, you know.
If you want to say that someone's wishing injuries on Derrick Henry, you need to talk to the Titans because they get no other weapons for their team. They just expect Derrick Henry to carry the entire offense. Sorry, Maximus. No offense. Go on, Harish.
Yeah. Can we stop talking about Derrick Henry? Maximus is like about to quit. He's about to Tanner all of us.
No, it's all good. I think it's great that y'all think that our whole team revolves around Derrick Henry and how he does.
It does. If you don't know that by now as a Titans fan, then I don't
know. I would agree with you if you still had Foreman and what was the other Texan that you had that actually helped you guys get to the playoffs? If y'all had them on the team, but who's your backups? Haskins and no ACL Spears? Like, okay, go ahead.
I forgot about Tyler.
So
anyway, back to the Colts.
Yeah.
The Colts segment. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Right.
Sorry.
God, let me talk about how much we're going to suck. Like, damn. Now, I think the interesting thing becomes, when does Anthony Richardson play? Some people think it's week one.
I do have a shirtless poster of Derrick Henry in my room.
Yes, I'm gonna read. I'll read this comment, and then I promise we won't talk about the Titans anymore. So Cody Blankenship just commented: Max looks like he's got a shirtless Derrick Henry poster in his room.
He's like,
"Going right at you."
He's like, "It's right here."
I like that Max owns the jokes too. Like he doesn't, you know, he doesn't cry about them like some other Titans commenters that we have on the network. So
yeah, man, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. And right now we're not that good, so.
All right.
Josh Allen knows he was the brunt of everyone's joke for ever. But anyways, go on, Harish. Anyway. Sorry. We don't mean to keep cutting you off. We just know that you guys are so irrelevant this year that it just.
Oh, we're definitely relevant. We're gonna get we're bringing back Marvin Harrison to the division. That's relevant.
How crazy would that be?
Like that would be awesome. He would immediately be the best wide receiver in the division. Anyway. but yeah,
you can't do anything but laugh.
For me, I just hope we're not very good. I want Marvin Harrison back. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. in the division, getting him and pairing him with Michael Pittman Jr. as your number two, and then Jonathan Taylor, and then Anthony Richardson. Now you've got something going. But yeah, I don't think this is going to be a very good season. I'm thinking max 6 wins. I can see anywhere from 4 to 6. Honestly.
What is Sam losing it over at? What did I miss?
She's imagining Derrick Henry shirtless on Maximus's wall.
Well, this is not going to translate in audio, but Matt was bending over, scratching his head. It looked like he was scratching his wife's face. Because his bald head.
Her nose is. I'm sorry. I had it. It's Mother's Day. All right. I gotta take care of her.
All right. All I see is Matt going like this, scratching. It looked like he was scratching Becky's face. Okay. Sorry.
Woo. Sam's looking at it over there.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, good time. Okay. Anyway. So, what's your final prediction? What's the score? What's the, 5-12.
5-12. Yeah, I think 5-12 seems pretty reasonable.
I think the Jaguars may lose to you guys at home to start it out. Sam. I really honestly – no, I think that's going to happen.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Now
if because I think the gaining –
that happens, that'd be great.
The whole, gaining momentum that the Jaguars did last season, I think that...
You guys are going to climb mountains? Yeah, I've tried that before, too.
I'm just saying, I could very well see the Jaguars losing to the Colts.
I'm going to need you to...
In Indianapolis.
Shut your dumb mouth, Sam. I don't think that's going to happen, and I don't want you to put that voodoo in the world.
I honestly think we get swept by the division.
Look, I see it now. You know, Here comes a big old monster truck. Gardner Minshew's back with on back of it with two American flags in his jorts, you know, shotgunning Gatorade. Like, I can see it. Like, let's go!
Listen, I love Gardner Minshew's personality, but he is literally Uncle Rico. Right. He's not that good. Like, yeah. He's just, you know.
We'll see. We'll see how Anthony Richardson progresses through the offseason. I do think it's going to be I don't think it's a year of changes. There's a lot of change, and then we'll see how that goes. And then I think the defense is going to be fine. It's not going to be the defense. I think it's going to be another year of struggle for the offense.
Josh, you have a comment if you want to read it.
I don't even know what that means. Bruh, your name is Josh Allen. Also, yeah, bet good. I guess that means you're taking the bet. Yes, my name is Josh Allen. I don't know if you just weren't paying attention for the first, like, freaking hour we've been talking, dude. But yes, my name is Josh Allen. And just to be clear, Brandon Pimpson, if that's your real name.
No, it's Simpson.
I get it. I was making a joke. The $50 bet, the winner picks the charity the loser has to donate to, and it has to be, I would prefer it to be family friendly, if at all possible.
Just only family friendly.
Yeah, so I would prefer to be
there,
a charity.
Is there a non-family friendly?
Listen, the world boys. The world is full of degeneracy.
There are
GoFundMe stuff for stuff you don't want to know about.
It's your favorite charity of all, Sam, the Proud Boys.
What? Oh my God. Don't do this because this is going to get clipped.
Arish, you know she's on parole. She can't talk about that right now.
That's the next intro.
That's also not true. That's also not true. People believe everything they see on the internet. Everyone stop. God.
Yeah, because she got
whacked one day.
She got on parole years ago for pinching that guy, so she's all good.
Yeah, on top of all that, Jalen Ramsey's her favorite football player. Like, she's got enough going on for her.
Yeah, what else? Come on. Keep them coming, you degenerates. You notice the only ones talking are the Colts and the Texans over here.
And the Jaguars. You can't not see that Jag hate. Come on now.
We suck. I got nothing else to talk about, so I got all day to be degenerate.
Well, listen, let's move on to the other shows that we have and talk about those in the website. Of course, we just launched our website. It's fanbattlesports.com. On there, you can find like the cast members for each one of the shows. We have the blog. We have, all different types of things that you can, if you want to reach out, if you want to start your own show on the network and any sport that's not the AFC South or any of the AFC South teams.
Looking for pickleball commentators. Any pickleball aficionados out there, hit us up.
So
pickleball fan battle.
You guys can check that out. We're also on Twitter, Fan Battle Sports. And then, of course, this show itself you can find on Twitter at AFCSFB. That stands for AFC South Fan Battle. And then we have each one of the AFC South teams has their own show. So go ahead, Matt, kick it off.
Yeah, you can find the Texans Fan Battle at Wednesday, 8 o'clock Central. You can find me, myself, and Chris Remington's favorite Indian BT. Where we, discuss the Texans. Come check it out.
And then Maximus, we're hoping to get you on with the Titans soon. But, of course, we have the Titans Coliseum right now with Morocco, Leonard Firestone, and RJ Ellison. And that's on Thursday?
Thursday
is at 9:30.
Yep. And then the Horseshoe Mob. The Colts podcast, that is on Tuesdays at 9 or 9:30.
Yeah.
Nine Eastern. Yep.
And the Jaguars fan battle, which is Matt Grieve and Cody Blankenship. And sometimes Josh Allen, when he gets invited, and sometimes me, when I get invited by Josh Allen, on Tuesdays or Thursdays.
Or
Friday morning.
Listen, we won the division. We broadcast when we please. So,
By the time the regular season starts, we are going to have like more set schedules. So, make sure you follow everyone's socials. Of course, there's Texans Fan Battle, Horseshoe Mob, Titans, and the Jaguars Fan Battle. So, make sure you follow those so that way you can keep up with their lives and their live feeds. But you also can find the audio portion of the podcast on all major platforms. And definitely we're looking for writers, we're looking for commentators, we're looking for more people to branch out into different shows. So definitely hit up one of us so we can get the ball rolling on that for you. Even if you have no experience, we have the experience and we can help you get it going. So we thank you guys for tuning in this week, and we will see you next week. 9:30.
About to be the clash of the titans. Strike like a lightning bolt. You'll feel the ground pounding, that might be the coast. Quick like a jolt, like to hit when provoked. Don't you doubt that, that's a jaguar. Do a